The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien Marks, good afternoon to you. How are you this afternoon?
Good afternoon. Chag Sameach, everybody. Mo'adim l'simcha, and all those good things for those of you who are sitting in sukkahs.
Rolien Marks, I happened to watch a bit of Israeli TV news on the weekend. I saw something very distressing. I saw Haredim yelling and screaming at police officers, calling them Nazis and the like. Not something one wants to see. What is going on?
It has been very, very tense over the last couple of days. And I just want to point out, not just with the between the police and the Haredim, but also between police and protesters as well, who were ignoring the lockdown rules. And it's very, very frustrating. It's an issue that is really starting to, I won't say divide us all, but really starting to frustrate us all, because there are those of us who are obeying the law and staying at home at great loss to us, seeing our families, our friends, and experiencing the chagim, and to those who are intent on either pushing their political agenda, whatever that may be, or to the Haredim completely flouting the law. We have had a few issues, some accusations of excessive police tactics. I'm going to use the word. I don't want to use any other word because we're not quite there. A lot of investigations being spoken about, you know, looking at how to manage the crowds. I think that, you know, not to make any excuse for behavior, but I think it's very, very difficult when you go into a situation like this and it's very, very tense, oftentimes violent, and you're called a Nazi.
Yeah.
I mean, earlier we actually had a very moving moment between one of the Rabbonim from the communities, because again, we have had clashes in parts of Jerusalem and Bnei Brak, where one of the Rabbonim said to the policeman, like, I don't envy you your job. This is a very, very difficult thing to do. And actually managed to get his particular congregation, his followers, to go back home. But, you know, if you've been watching Channel 13, you would have seen a representative from one of the ultra-Orthodox communities. It always is a amusing irony, I'm going to put it like that he happens to be from Netere Carter, because we know what Netere Carter think of the state. And, you know, he says that you have to understand that for their community, there's far more consequences if you break the religious law. And, you know, we're really trying to get them to understand that this is serious. The amount of people hospitalized is still very, very high, even though our infections are starting to come down. And many people have paid with their lives, and a large percentage of these, in fact, over 40%, which is extremely big, come from this particular sector of society. And then we cut to the other extreme. Protesters who were told last week in that controversial vote in the Knesset that they can vote, they can protest, but no more than in groups of 20s, at least 1,000 meters away from their homes. Well, they flouted this and gathered in big crowds, which is just, it's very, very frustrating, because we need to pay heed to our economy, the amount of people affected by this, the amount of people infected by this horrendous virus that I wish would just leave. It's really overstayed its welcome. And it's left the government and the police and all of us in a complete quandary, wondering, you know, what do we do?
And Rolien, I mean, far be it for me to analyze and psychoanalyze Israeli society, but I think very deeply embedded in Israeli society is the thing that I'm not going to be a friar. I don't know how you translate friar, but I'm not going to be a friar. And as long as I'm seeing somebody else flouting the rules, I'm damned if I'm not going to flout the rules as well. And I don't know how you change that.
Well, I think I see your point that, you know, it's a case of nobody wants to be seen as a friar. Almost like I'm trying to find the correct and radio friendly version of
friar.
Trying to explain what a friar is.
Maybe we'll naively,
say,
yeah.
We'll say like namby-pamby. Like we'll for the sake of a better word, we'll use the terminology namby-pamby. However, I think to level that at Israeli society is, you know, we're not the only society having these problems at the moment. I look at other communities around the world, and I see the same thing. And I think while there might be an element of, I don't want to be a frecha or a friar, there's also that element of, I think people are just at their wit's end, you know, with lockdowns, with the frustrations, with the swings and roundabouts that this year seems to be taking on everybody on multiple levels. I think people the world over have just had enough of this.
It's
very hard once you let people out of their homes to kind of reel them back in again.
Unfortunately, it appears as there was a terror attack near Hebron.
And there was a terror attack near Hebron earlier this morning. A terrorist tried to stab a police officer who, thank goodness, was not injured. And the terrorist was neutralized. In this case, he was arrested. He wasn't taken up, but he was arrested. So, yeah, I think it's you have to give it up for our police and army, because they really are working on every front. And while it's no excuse for the behavior of some, I think it's just extraordinarily difficult circumstances.
Rolene, tell us why it is groundbreaking that Benny Gantz hosted a Zoom town hall with regional journalists. What's unusual about that?
Well, I think this is quite extraordinary. And if you want to watch it, it's about an hour long. It's up on my Facebook page. The defense minister and the alternate prime minister, also known as Benny Gantz, sat down with journalists from Bahrain, from the UAE, and also from Saudi, which is very interesting. It's the first time that journalists have had access to, you know, the one of the highest ranking, not just politicians in our government, possibly the next prime minister, but also a high ranking general, somebody who's a general. And one thing I found quite lovely was the way that he spoke to the journalists. He's got a great command of English, even though he apologized for it at the end, which I didn't understand, because his English was pretty perfect. Very, very articulate. Very engaging with them, with their questions, speaking about some of the regional threats, but also some of the opportunities. And it was fascinating to hear questions coming from the journalists with regards to, you know, how do you deal with the narrative of organizations that use human shields? That was one of the questions that came up. I thought actually fascinating, because you could almost see the cogs of Benny Gantz's head turning. Is like, how do I answer this? Because, you know, we know we're dealing with Hamas, but what has been fascinating for me is to see the reaction of the Emiratis, the Bahrainis on social media, and even now the Saudis, when it comes to talking about the Palestinians' leadership, you know, any overtures towards peace. It was also very moving that he opened with the Birkat Kohanim, that is the priestly blessing, which is traditionally said today, and was said at the Kotel to a very, very, very small group of people. But it really was a very, very interesting interaction, a very positive interaction. He shared some of his experiences as a soldier, and also fascinating to hear just how dedicated the journalists are to making connections with ordinary Israelis. One of the journalists actually said, you know, the politicians are doing it at the top level, but we, the journalists, are going to continue to work to, you know, to understand your culture the best, help explain ours, and make those connections with ordinary Israelis. So it's really, really, it's just unprecedented in our times. If you asked me a couple of months ago, would this happen, I would have said, what? No.
And that's kind of related to the last issue we're going to chat about this afternoon, a sukkah in Dubai. I mean, that's such a public statement of Jewishness. Is Judaism coming out of the shadows?
Absolutely. But before we go to that, we have some breaking news. The White House Press Secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, has tested positive for COVID-19. But let's get back to that sukkah. Yes, that sukkah outside of the Burj Khalifa. I mean, you couldn't get two more diverse images. A sukkah extremely, extremely biblical. But, you know, in terms of real estate, Simon, you can't get a better spot for your sukkah than outside the world's tallest building, the Burj Khalifa. And the Saudis, wow. I mean, the Saudis, that's wishful thinking. But the Emiratis, I said, this is the show of goodwill, of brotherhood to their Jewish cousins. And they are very, very proud of tolerance and in particular religious tolerance in the Emirates.
Rolene Marks, as always, thank you so much. Look forward to chatting to you tomorrow.
Oh, we so have a date.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.